closest point, it's just 28 million. This close in, it's hot.
800 degrees Fahrenheit, hotter than a baker's oven. Also, because there's very little atmosphere on Mercury, you'd choke. And because there's no air to speak of, the blood in your body would boil, and it would burst your skin. You would literally explode on the surface of Mercury.
But the temperature can also fall to 300 degrees below zero. 3 times colder than the coldest place on Earth. Mercury has the most extreme temperature variations of any planet in the solar system. But it's also proof that orbits don't just loop. With each revolution around the sun, Mercury's path shifts. Over thousands of years, the planet follows a daisy pattern. At the other end of the solar system, there's Pluto, 4 billion miles from the sun. The further away an object is, the slower its orbit. Pluto takes 248 years to complete a single loop. And Pluto is an anomaly. Its stretched orbit is on a completely different plane from the major planets, and it creates an amazing spectacle. During most of its orbit, Pluto is a frozen block of ice and rock. But as it gets closer to the sun, summer begins.
When Pluto warms up, the frozen ices on the surface of Pluto, these are water ices, carbon dioxide, even some carbon monoxide, maybe methane ices, they evaporate. And you get a fog, and the fog gets thicker, and then you get thick clouds, and suddenly you have an actual atmosphere around Pluto that wasn't there before.
This atmosphere is thickest when Pluto is closest to the sun. But as the planet heads back into deep space, the temperature plummets to 400 degrees below zero. It begins to snow, flakes of frozen nitrogen and methane.
As winter comes, these gases slowly begin to freeze out of the atmosphere. They may rain down in a snow-like way, but gradually they accumulate sort of a glassy, semi-transparent layer, a frozen atmosphere on the surface of Pluto.
After a bitter winter, Pluto drifts closer to the sun, and the 248-year cycle begins again. Extreme changes like these remind us how lucky we are that Earth's orbit is stable and benign. But it's a delicate balance. The smallest
could kill us all.
If Earth's orbit were closer to the sun, we would be like our closest neighbor.
Interstellar.
Venus is a perfect example of how the Earth, our orbit shifts a little bit in from where we are now. Venus has this huge atmosphere that traps all of the heat, and the surface is close to the sun.
Our planet would become a desert. Life would be destroyed. A small shift in the...
Ik zit hier al veel te lang, man.
Ja.
Ik heb je een link gestuurd, dus ik volg dat wel.
Ja.
Ik volg dat wel.
Ik ga
je dit eens patapoes switching of?
Ik ga afsluiten.
Ja, ik kan me voorstellen. Ik ook. Dit is patapoes switching of?
Yeah. 是什么境界，我更受不了。自家粮食自家造，自家房屋自家造，但愿接连笑。
Na 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 Hello everyone, this is Blueprints for a Blackout number 25. This month I'm going to play a very personal selection of music that I discovered in my early 20s while living in Edinburgh. Quite a lot of the music I got from Colin McLean, who sat in on my show a few times. One summer, probably in 84 or 85, Colin very generously lent me a stack of records, which I held onto for the whole summer and wore them out with 1,000 spins. In there was an incredible collection of jazz, mostly from the 60s and 70s, some of which I'll be playing today on the show. The first two tracks, however, are by a Bristol-based band, founded in 1980 with the then unknown and incredible voice of Nina Cherry, stepdaughter of free jazz trumpet genius Don Cherry. The band was called Rip, Rig & Panic, and this was the music I was listening to in the early 80s. And through them and Colin's records, I discovered the incredible music of Rahsaan Roland Kirk. I discovered that Roland had made a record in 1965 called Rip, Rig & Panic, where they had got their name from, obviously, and managed to find a copy of the record in New York in 1985. According to Rahsaan, Rip refers to Rip Van Winkle because everyone is asleep. Rig refers to rigor mortis because everyone has become stiff as if they're dead. And panic refers to the fact that everyone is running around in a panic. Rahsaan Roland Kirk was a blind multi-instrumentalist from Columbus, Ohio, who became a politically outspoken musician speaking up for the civil rights movement and Black American history. Rahsaan couldn't stand Richard Nixon, and rightly so. He usually came on stage with three horns hanging around his neck, some of which he'd invented himself, and sometimes played all three at the same time, as well as flutes, whistles, and nose flutes. He had a compelling, humorous way of speaking to his audience, which you'll hear on some of the tracks I've selected by him today. Other artists appearing on this show will be Duke Ellington and his iconic trio with Max Roach and Charlie Mingus. Mingus himself, including his very bizarre record called The Black Saint and Sinner Lady, with liner notes by his psychotherapist, which I've always thought would be a great soundtrack to any William Burroughs book. And Mingus's phenomenal piece called Freedom, again speaking out against slavery and for the Black civil rights movement. Don Cherry appears with Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra on a beautiful song called Silence, and with the Ornette Coleman Quartet on a piece called Civilization Day. And Fats Waller's totally surreal Jitterbug Waltz, which Roland Kirk later did a beautiful version of. This collection, as I said, is personal. My knowledge of jazz is limited, but all these songs and artists are deeply intertwined and interconnected with each other, and this music has had a profound impact on my music making over the years, and I still listen to these artists who sound still fresh and innovative half a century and more later. So I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening.
Blueprints for Blackout. Echo Box Radio! Echo Box Radio!
Echo Box Radio! Blueprints for a Blackout! Dude, this ain't something new that's just gonna come out of nowhere. No! This is something old and dirty!
big trick. Beat the beast, beat the beast. Get out, get out. 666, beat the beast, beat the beast. Beat the beast with the big, big trick. Beat the beast, beat the beast. Get out, get out. 666.
rickety clack. Bring that man's baby back. Clickety clack. Clickety clack. I want my spirit back. Clickety clack. Bubble music being seen and heard on Saturday night. Blinding the eyes of ones that's supposed to see. Bubble music being played and showed throughout America. Clickety clack. Clickety clack. Somebody's mind and got off the goddamn track. Clickety clack. Clickety clack. Won't somebody bring the spirit back? You didn't know about John Coltrane and the beautiful ballad he wrote. Wait a minute. And the beautiful ballad he wrote called After the Rain. You didn't know about Lady Day and all the dues that she had to pay. The Beatles come into the country, they take all the bread while the police hitting black and white folks upside their head. Tom Jones and Humperdinck got everybody uptight. They make people that can sing want to get out and fight. Clickety clack! Clickety clack! What is this madness that Nixon has put upon us? Clickety clack! Clickety clack! Won't somebody bring the spirit back? Who will it be? Who will it be? It certainly won't be someone that says that they're free. Clickety clack! Clickety clack! Won't somebody bring the spirit back? a whole lot of things been bothering me. Because a lot of people think that things is cool. People ride around in those cars and riding them airplanes. Pocket full of money and everybody thinks that things is cool. Even old jive president accident, would make you think that things is cool. But I'm here to tell all y'all, and him too, that we got a cross that we must bear. And the cross gets awful heavy. Now there's the black cross, the green cross, the white cross, the double cross, the crisscross, and the lost cross. And the cross gets awful heavy, different times. But one is supposed to keep on going on and carrying the cross on his shoulder. Because you ain't supposed to let no cross you up. You're supposed to let a cross help you get across. And if you let a cross help you get across, you won't get crossed up, but you'll be on the cross because you done got a cross on the cross. So if you can remember this, you won't get lost on the cross while you're trying to get across. So we just here to let you know about it. I know that you knew already, because y'all the hippest people in the world. Hip, black, and white. But you still know that you got a cross you must deal with. So when it crosses you up, go on and deal with it and leave it alone.
Moscow. This mule ain't from the South. But this mule's had some learning. Mostly mouth to mouth. This mule could be called stubborn and lazy. But in a clever sort of way, this mule could be working, waiting, and learning and planning for a sacred kind of day. A day when burning sticks and crosses is not mere child's play, but a madman in his most incandescent bloom, whose lovely soul is imperfection and his most lustrous groom. So stand fast, young old mule, soothed in contemplation thy burning hole and aching thigh. Your stubbornness is of the living, and cruel anxiety is about to die.
Freedom for your daddy. Freedom for your mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom.
Thank you. Ah!